Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, the National League Football Podcast, with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan, with the crisp audio.
How about this?
Of Zoom.
How exciting.
We're at the forefront of modern technology, John. I see you've got a sea. I can see you, John, down the line. You've got the seagull from Gammy Knee there.
Hear
it. Here it comes.
How do you set it off?
Gary.
No.
Gammy Knee Mail in the paw. Is it the paw? What do you call a seagull's foot?
It's in its sternum.
Oh, it's in its stomach. What do you call a seagull's foot? Is it a claw or a webbed foot? Is it just a foot?
It's a sort of webbed foot, isn't it?
Gosh.
That's what they
You're not the first person I've spoken to on Zoom today, John.
I thought you were going to make some sort of webbed foot.
No.
Crack. Plymouth or something.
Either do, Neil will be on later on. You know me too well. I think it's come to the end of the season. You look like you've had a haircut, John.
I've had a home haircut.
Socially distancing.
No, I've had a home haircut. Look at that.
Not a bad job at all. Pretty good. I did my son's and wowzers. It was a disaster, John.
Well,
but it's grown and it looks all right now. And I've ordered better clippers. So I've got better clippers arriving now.
Okay. Well, I did one the other day. I'm never going to the hairdressers ever again.
Really? You think it's a whole scam?
It's easy. It's really easy. They make it look difficult. What? Make it look like an art form. It's not hard. Get a razor. Bit of scissors. Jobs are good. It's so easy.
Well, I think it's one of many things that can be added to the scam list that we're finding out about.
What else would you put on this list?
I got myself in a lot of trouble here, John. Commuting. I don't think anyone needs to commute as much anymore.
Offices.
Foreign travel for business meetings. Pointless, John.
It's a big expense. They
will go by the wayside.
Yep.
Hairdressing is the most controversial of all.
They've done very badly out of this whole situation, as have burglars, shoplifters.
Burglars, yeah. They are doing badly.
Done out of a job.
Door-to-door salesmen. Because they're not allowed to go out. And although everyone's in, it'd be absolute perfect market for them, John. They know everyone's in.
If ever you were going to sell
Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah. Jehovah's Witnesses know everyone's in.
Now, several
for those of you who aren't watching, we're going to release some some visuals, haven't we, from this, John? I'm wearing my, what year is this? 93? John, 94?
Is it? It looks like a Dono Reardon shirt to me.
It's the Dono Reardon shirt, match winner. Vintage. Now, I've seen this on eBay, John, for £120. I mean, unworn, I think. I've worn this one a lot. But it's a lovely held up, shirt. Isn't it?
It's really nice.
Bit of nylon.
Bit baggy under the arms, but that's all right.
John, you want it, but not the... I mean, if you're a slightly larger man like me, the latest ones are an absolute nightmare.
as we've discussed
in the bar. The muscle fit. I was going to wear one of those, but I thought this is a Zoom call. I can't be... People will be thinking it's... People will be thinking it's Babe Station or something.
Well, there's a lot to take in.
That's how they should do the transfer window. The National League transfer window should be like Babe Station.
Yeah.
Just there, guys saying, call me, hey. Alan Devonshire, call me.
There's a lot to take in about this first ever visual national obsession. Number one, your talkie shirt. Number two, seagull. Number three, the McDonald's drive-through microphone that I'm having to use at the moment. Chicken McNuggets, sir, of course. Sorry. Sausage and egg McMuffin.
We warned you about that this was coming. The visuals were coming.
Yeah.
I said, get some good gear, John. Invest in a little bit of good gear. What you've got yourself is from some flight simulator game.
Well, I did invest in the good gear, but unfortunately, it only works with this old laptop, which I tried to find for this session, and it won't work. So,
what a shame.
Hashtag tech problems. Welcome to the tech bar. The other thing, tech chat.
Hi, you're listening to the tech obsession. John, there will be a podcast about tech.
Tech chat.
Won't there?
The other thing that people will have no doubt noticed is that I've not got a background on because I can't work it because I'm a bit of a technophobe.
I've gone for the background.
I'm going to make you
even more jealous. Are you ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Other ones I've lined up, one particularly for later on. Here's a lovely one, John.
Very nice. You've cut Liam's head.
It's good fun, isn't it? I've got Liam's head. When Liam, hopefully we're going to be joined by Liam later on. Winter!
Where's Gary Johnson? Have you got Gary?
I haven't got Gary lined up. You can only have three lined up.
Oh, what a shame.
They were the three I went for. Back to Trout.
Very sad that it is our end of season party. We're in the visuals.
Yes.
Everything's good. Something missing.
Everything's great.
Everybody has clearly realised we're not at Trowell Services. Not in the literal sense. Anyway, we tried our best with the background, but we're not literally there as we usually are. And it's a big shame.
It's an utter disaster because we love our end of season party at Trowell. Obviously, we're all on lockdown. And we've spoken to Trowell. We said we would have kept the two metre social distancing at Trowell, which I understand at Trowell is quite difficult because obviously always very, very packed, John.
It is the most popular service station, but maybe we should, towards the end of this podcast, give them a quick call.
I think we should give them a call just to check in on them, John, see how they are, because I worry how they're getting on at Trowell. They've probably missed a lot of our business. Hartlepool away, we'd have been going Trowell. Missed out on a trip there to Trowell.
Even non-league Ray has had to cancel his bookings at the Travelodge, and he's usually block booked.
You can't get in when non-league Ray. If you want his room,
no, and don't even think.
I was going to say the number of the room he has, John, but we all know which number it was, and we're not interested in it with non-league Ray. Whatever he does in his own time is up to him.
And don't even think about trying to book a meeting room because he's block booked those as well.
I know. What's he doing in the meeting room?
I don't know. Something with a flip chart. Don't know. Didn't want to.
PowerPoints.
Don't want to give it too much thought, really.
What he does, he runs regular workshops on the non-league pyramid. Just to explain it to people, John. Just to explain it to people who don't understand what the non-league pyramid is. He goes, that's step seven. That's step six. Even I've been doing a non-league podcast with you, John, now for 3 years, 3 seasons. I still couldn't tell you which step is which. But non-Lee Gray could instantly tell you
it's
which
very
is
true.
Which.
Once you get below the Vanarama North and South, that's it.
Perhaps, John, next year we will commit to going to one of non-Lee Gray's workshops.
Seminars, he likes to call them.
He calls it a seminar. Of course he does, you know. What have you been up to this week? John, watched any good telly?
What have I been up to this week? Finished Race Across the World. Did he start Race Across the World?
I didn't start it, John. I thought I'd let it finish. Because I like to binge watch. And I thought, but it does sound good. Did it finish?
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that a really good
finish? Did you
think
you'd have got any better at it? Do you think you'd have been any better at it by the end?
Very unlikely.
So, yeah, so you finished Race Across the World. Got into it? Ozark, I've been watching, John.
Yeah, you still watching that?
That's good. Whoa, I finished that one. Finished Series 1. We're on Series 2 now. We're having to have a week off. Oh, you have to give yourself
too
a rest,
intense.
Don't you? When it's a bit stressful, you have to give yourself a rest. And, you know, at the moment, there's not a lot else going on, so there's a lot of focus. I've won World War II for you on Medal of Honor on the Wii.
Oh, really?
I've completed the campaign. I've been
That's
playing.
Good.
I've got the old dug the old Wii out, John.
Yeah.
£3.50 for Medal of Honor 2 off eBay. And I've been doing the campaign and could not finish the last level for the life of me, John. Worked it out last night. I was opening the door too soon, John. We're opening the door too soon.
Which theatre of conflict was it?
What? France. France and Germany.
Right.
So the last, so you go into a little village, very nice little trip to little France I had on the beach. I landed on the beach, spent some time on the beach, went into a little village, went into a big city. I mean, I was blowing people up all along the way and shooting Nazi scum all along the way. And then eventually you end up at Hitler's secret nuclear factory and you have to blow it up, John. And I've never been into any of these games, really. I really enjoyed it. And on the Wii, it's really good because you're having to point at the screen and stuff. And it's a bit old school. Oh, I've had the time of my life, John. It's been absolutely brilliant.
I dug out Cricket 2019 for the
nice.
Xbox. Spent the last fight. I've won two test matches with Ireland.
Have you?
Yeah.
Very, very
Turns
good.
Turns out Ireland are the best
very
cricket
good.
Team
What's,
in the world.
Are you a bowling team or a batting team, John?
Both. You've got to be both, really, to be the best in the world. And we pretty much are brilliant.
I've been speaking to farmers, the smelly farmers. Just spoke to one in Carolina, John.
Okay.
Meredith Bernard. And my first question was, when did you last have a lie-in, right? Which I thought was a good, fun question, because farmers, they sleep in all the time. Let's say they have to get up stupidly early, don't they?
Mm.
My first question was, when did you last have a lie-in? She's from Carolina in America, John. Age doesn't know what a lie-in means. She thought my first question was, when did you last have a lion? Which, in the sort of Bible Belt South, it did not go down well, John. We got off to a rocky start.
It's the sort of thing that might happen in the deep south of America, just to bloat with a lion.
You know, like
Tiger
I think
King.
What it was, I've been watching Tiger King, you see, and it's made me think, well, they're all like that. Hey, John, what's coming up in the podcast?
Let's work it out.
I'm just going to shut that door. Oh,
right,
sorry.
Shut that door. It just looks like you walked off into Trail Services and come
walked
back.
Walked off
again.
From Trail. Oh, I'm trying to get against this.
On this week's podcast, we are going to have a chat with Mr. Garley, FOF number. Not
John,
sure.
You're at home. You've got the list, John. You're at home.
I'm just loading it up.
I see you struggling.
I'm loading it up.
Mr. Garley, yes. Now, he's a head teacher, isn't he? And he's going to help us. With some homeschooling, which actually has been going a lot better than it had been. So I might be able to tell him a few things as well, John. I know he's a trained teacher and an award-winning teacher, but I might be able to tell him some stuff, what I've
Probably.
Been doing.
FOF 10, Nick Garley.
FOF 10.
Just had to think about it, try and remember. FOF 10.
The Mind Palace.
Yeah, into the old Mind Palace. We are going to have a chat with the National Obsessions player of choice for this season.
Yes.
Only away games, obviously not interested in the home games, but our player of choice for the away games, Liam Davis, will be on.
We did see him score, John, didn't we? I was going through my photos earlier, and I've got a nice picture of him being surrounded in that white shirt after having scored V Ebbsfleet, car park C.
So yeah, we'll have a lovely chat with Liam, hopefully. More of your letters, lovely letters.
Who else are we speaking to? Lovely letters.
We've got a little musical medley. We're going to try and give Trowel a ring. It's all going on.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and we are delighted to be joined, aren't we, John, by FOF number. What number FOF is it, John?
10?
10, isn't it?
10.
FOF 10. FOF 10. Up front in the hole. Mr. Garley. Here he is. He's joining us, and we're thrilled to have him on. The reason we've got him on is he's a teacher, going to help me with some homeschooling, but he's also going to give us a little update on Northampton Town's progress in League Two, which I know we've all enjoyed. Because they were pushing for promotion. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Nick.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, well, thanks for coming on. Let's start with Northampton Town, although they're not National League, but that's okay. That doesn't matter. They were pushing for promotion, weren't they? Because they have got the Torquay link with Keith Curl. They were pushing for... I mean, it's obviously a really hugely serious situation we're in. Are you bothered that Northampton Town's promotion progress might go by the wayside?
Probably out of 10, bothered level 4.
4?
4.
That was higher than I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, no. The sad thing is that my son is off to university in September, hopefully. So it was our last season of, you know, going to lots of away games and things.
Yeah.
So he's absolutely gutted that it's kind of, well, I can't imagine it finishing, but there you go. Okay.
So obviously, not only is the football season curtailed, but school has stopped.
Yeah, and you're ahead, kind of.
Yeah. You are a head teacher. Well, it's not stopped, is it? Because you are a head teacher, and you've got, obviously, how many pupils? 500? 400?
We've got 400. Yeah, when we're full, we've got 450.
Yeah. Well, so that's 450 lives you have to look after. So you must be feeling similar to a football manager who's got 20 players to look after. You've got 400 kids to go, how do I make these improvements? And as a parent, I am struggling with the homeschooling, Nick. Can you give me any tips?
Well, because you kind of gave me some time, I've put together a bespoke package of home learning for just you and John.
Fantastic.
This is amazing. Nick is so good.
So I thought for PE in games, we'd bypass Joe Wicks and we'd just do... Do you remember when Tony Adams took charge of Granada?
I know what you're going to say.
The shuffle either side, the shuffle, the push. Yeah, very, very nice. Yeah. I think
it's got everything, hasn't it?
That's little shuttle runs, movement.
Yeah, you couldn't get bored of doing that, could you?
Tony Adams is way ahead of Joe Wicks.
Now, history, I just thought. To explore the key, I don't know if you can see it there. Explore the key events of the 9th of May, 1987.
Oh, look at that, lovely. There's Bryn. There he is. Yeah. A little picture of Bryn there. Bryn the police dog, which of course we can just watch the Netflix documentary or speak to Dave Thomas owning this bloody Netflix money.
Like all good history lessons, just put on a video. That's fine.
And then I just thought you could probably to show what you've understood from the events is you could maybe do a reenact it through some kind of drama.
Oh, that's what a nice idea.
I was just thinking more like a TikTok.
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. Well, you're so down with the kids. So
21st century. Although,
I realise I spelt it wrong. So I spelled it TICTOC, and that's not right. Is it? Lost points.
That is TikTok off the market. Like if you went and bought TikTok off the market.
Moving on to maths.
Yeah.
Now, you'd have to. This is a bit of a stretch because trying to work maths into the National Obsession is difficult. So I've just gone for some ratio and proportion work. So
nice.
I thought you could. So you could both take a virtual tour of Babbacombe Model Village in Devon.
Oh, wow.
And the work is just run your eye over the scaling of people to buildings, because when I visited, just wasn't convinced.
What, they made too big, the buildings?
Well, I think
the people
are too big in relation to the building.
Now you say it, there is something slightly iffy about it.
Are they like giants?
Yeah. But when I asked for my money back...
That is a really, really good... Yeah.
But when I asked my money back, they wouldn't refund me, so...
Okay, so what have we done? We've done maths, we've done history, we've done drama.
PE,
we've done a bit of PE, a bit of geography.
So, again, geography is a slight stretch, but I just thought, if you could just... The principal road routes into Cornwall for both freight and passenger vehicles are the A30 from Exeter and the A38 from Plymouth and South Devon. And I just thought, why don't you just discuss the merits of both routes, paying both. Special attention to quality of service stations on both routes.
Mm. Now, it's my ultimate conviction. I mean, the only other one I'd discuss above this is whether to go M4, M5 or A303. From London to Devon. That's the only other conversation I'm interested in. But the relative merits of whether you go over the moors or down through Plymouth to get to Cornwall.
Yeah.
Oh, I could be there all day. I like going over the Brunel Bridge, which is the Plymouth way.
Yeah, but if you just express that in about 2,000 words.
Oh, okay. I mean, if I knew school could be like that, I'd happily have been a lot better at it.
Now, just zip through art and design. I've just said, order something from Hobbycraft. You can do that.
That's A-level art.
I think you might be
design.
The best guest. Yeah, I think you're the best guest we've ever had, Nick.
Thanks. Right, and then English. English is quite straightforward. It's just read the complete works of Roger John McClark.
Well,
he's on the syllabus.
Where you can get them.
He's on the syllabus.
He's on the syllabus. Yeah.
This was contributed by Peter, my son, who was 18. He wrote a letter the other week.
Yes.
And you said you'd all go up to Kettering to have a couple of pints with him, which he was thrilled about.
Yeah, definitely.
So this was his idea for a philosophy lesson. Philosophy. Yes. And it's the question I want you to think about is, what the bloody hell is going on at Solihull Moors?
God, what a thesis that would be.
Yeah, what is going on? And that is the curriculum.
If you were at a top university, you were doing philosophy, and your paper was entitled "What the Bloody Hell Is Going On at Solihull Moors," and you wrote like a whole thesis on it, would that be allowed, Nick?
There is basically no right or wrong answer to the question.
But that's what we put under philosophy. We're thinking it might be RE. We're going philosophy for that one. But there is your bespoke curriculum for your working from home.
Nick, that is the most anyone's, Garley, including fantastic. Me and John, that is the most work anyone's ever done on this podcast. We really, really appreciate you joining us. And stay safe. Thank you for looking after the kids at your school.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll see you soon. On the ice, Nick. On
Thank
the
you,
ice.
Mr.
Take care
Garley.
On the ice. God bless you. Bye-bye.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession. Hey, John, I think we should check in on trowel services, do you?
I'm worried about them.
Let's give them a shout.
So let's give them a call.
Yeah, let's just find out how we are.
Please listen and select following options. Press 1 for our main offices.
EDC, it's not there.
It's gone, isn't it?
It doesn't exist anymore, the EDC. I'm going to press 2.
What pressing press EDC. What if they answer?
What? Ghost hotel. Ghost restaurant.
The Fairy Celeste.
Very EDC, isn't it?
A ghostly voice answers.
Calling me. Hello, EDC Cafe. Hey, John, I wonder if you need to say EDC Cafe. Or if it's ED Cafe. As with PIN number and FFP. Well, I'm going to call them back.
You're going to have to call back and go main office.
I'm calling back.
Or Costa Coffee.
Oh, God.
Who's calling Costa Coffee at Trowel?
Trying again. Pre-order. Please listen main office. You think main office is
yeah.
EDC restaurant. No, so the C can't mean cafe because it's restaurant.
Yeah.
Main offices.
It's got to be.
Connecting.
Just, are you still open?
Urgent.
How are you
urgent,
getting on?
John, isn't it? It's an urgent ringtone. Trowel. Trowel.
I would have
Trowel will be open.
Trowel will be open like the cockroaches and the nuclear blast. Trowel continues.
We never closed.
Oh no. Trowel.
Should we try Costa?
Let's give Costa one go and then that's it. We'll have to just
one more go. One last go. One last time. Okay.
What's number three?
WH Smith's.
Not open.
Costa Coffee 4. 5. Greg's. M&S 6.
Greg's have got an extension.
8 for the forecourt. On-call duty manager 9. The duty manager, John. Surely they'll be there.
Greg's have got their own extension.
Greg's. 6 for Greg's. Oh, hello, yes. I was just wondering if Trowel Services was open at the moment. We're planning...
It's still open, yeah.
It's still open, yeah. Oh, great. Oh, that's really good. Hey, thanks. I really appreciate that. I drive around the country a lot to watch non-league football but obviously we're up and down the country for work as well, and just wanted to say thanks for being open as well. Thanks a lot for that. I really appreciate it. Thanks very much. Cheers, mate. All the best. Thank you. Bye. Bye. It was respectful, John. You couldn't cope, John.
I can't cope with them. I've got to look away.
Well, they were
do you know what?
For being open. They
you just gave him maybe just a little bit of pep just to get to the last half an hour of his shift.
NHS, Captain Tom, the people at Trowel Services.
We'll be clapping for Trowel tonight.
The National Obsession.
Our favourite Torquay United player
of
the last 4 or 5 years at least, up there of all time. Please welcome to the show, to the National Obsession, it's Liam Davis. Hello, Liam.
Hello, Liam.
How's it going? Okay, good.
Liam, a weird season. Your season was slightly curtailed anyway. So were you coming back to full fitness?
Yeah, I was. Obviously, we all know what happened, FA Cup game. I was getting back. I was kind of rushing myself back in a way, pushing myself probably a bit too much, trying to get back. And because, you know, I still thought we could do something in the league. And I think because of my own eagerness, I kind of set myself back a little bit. Then I was coming back again. And then obviously all this craziness happened. So, it's been a difficult time for everyone. It's been strange.
You were having a brilliant season. You really were having such a good season before. And when you left, I think we really felt the hole that you left at the back for a lot of games.
Yeah, it was, you know, the team was doing well. I think we won 7 in 8 games, was it?
Yeah.
I think that FA Cup game was just a bit of the bane of the season. It kind of just curtailed what we were doing. And, you know, obviously we had the back line, the same players playing every week. The team was kind of set in how we were doing. And obviously I was part of the jigsaw that, you know, took me out, and it kind of messed up the puzzle a little bit. But the team's a young team. So sometimes you need that experienced player in there just helping people. And, you know, you sometimes appreciate people more when they're not there. But You know, we've
long been your cheerleaders. Long been. We argue with the 7 out of 10 every week. We argue with that every single week. Because we're like, this man is pulling his weight more all the times. So we were like, we are gonna absolutely feel this massively. We saw you score. We went to Ebbsfleet away where we saw you score.
Yeah, we spoke after that game, didn't we?
you spoke after that game, exactly. And the plastic, and I think the Woking game this season, the away at Woking, they seemed to come out and just try and want to kick us off the park, which injured a lot of our players as well, didn't it?
Yeah, I think Connor got injured that game. That's when Litz,
Amani Little got his
hamstring. Yeah. So they, for some reason, that just seemed like a dark.
I wonder why.
So they've just got a bit of an agenda when they play us. We just want to win the game. They just want to batter us and win the game and batter us and do whatever they need to do to us. But the game's always a bit tasty against Woking now, which is good that you look forward to a game now. Right? There's a particular game you look forward to and the fans look forward to. Like I said, it's like a derby that never was a derby. Do you know what I mean?
It has been a bit of a weird season, especially with how it sort of ended. But what have been your highlights of it? What have been your favourite moments?
Well, like scoring away at Ebbsfleet, and then you guys put me on the radio. It was quite nice. that was a nice touch. What other highlights are there? Well, even my first game back against Dover, that was a highlight because I was absolutely blowing, and the gaffer had made all the subs, and in that 85 minutes, like, Leo, are you all right? Even if I'm not all right, I can't come off anyway because you already made the three subs. there's some funny moments in the season, but we were doing well, and then obviously just things happen, and you know, sometimes football's distant memory considering what's been going on. Do you know what I mean? It seems so long ago we was at Playmore watching a football match. Mm.
I spoke to Gary last week on the radio show, and he was describing the Torquay family, which has really felt like since he joined and since yourself has been there, and you talk about being a sort of older head in the dressing room. So at a time like this when people need guidance, or you know, this has never happened in the Football League before, even, you know, is it the likelihood of it being cancelled? So do players turn to you at all?
I speak to a couple of the players. I mean, some of the players have gone home to their families. Some players are dealing with stuff themselves. So I just think, you know, you chat to some of your teammates. We've all got a group chat where we discuss certain things anyway. And, you know, we keep fit and, you know, we post videos on our social media of us keeping fit. So even doing that, you know, some younger players might think, oh, if this guy's doing it, I've got to do it as well, kind of thing. So, you know, there's all ways of communicating with each other and stuff. But, I think the main thing is it's time that everyone, like you say, keeps safe.
Did a few players come and go this season and it didn't quite work out for a few? You might have, like Manny Duku, you thought, I wonder why that's not worked out. You know, he's got absolutely everything on paper and a bit of a track record, and it just didn't seem to click, did it? And a couple of other players like that throughout the season, you know, it must just happen like that as a player where you turn up somewhere and you think, oh, this isn't going to work. Or
every club I've been to, I just try and work hard. So, I mean, as a player, if it's not going well on the ball, or you might, as a striker, if you're not scoring, I think the fans just appreciate you putting in the effort. So, I'm not saying Manny didn't, but as a goal scorer, for me, if I was a goal scorer and I wasn't scoring every week, it probably would kill your motivation levels. And some players will get disheartened, and then that's maybe when they might not be working as hard. It didn't work out with Manny, and it doesn't work out with all players in football. You see at the top level, some players go somewhere, sign for big money. And then, you know, Torres, for example, went to Chelsea and he was the shadow of himself. So sometimes it's just, you know, the area, it might be in a new routine that you're not used to, and there's all different reasons. So
yeah, At the match? Were you at the match a couple of seasons ago, the Boreham Wood, when Guy Nabuyu was there and he didn't get on the coach on the way home?
No, I was there because I think is it Gary Howard signed Guy, didn't he?
Yeah, that was it.
That was three seasons ago. Yeah. Guy was a funny one because he kind of signed for the club. We didn't know who he was, where he come from. Obviously, he was French. He had gold hair. And the fans just took to him straight away.
Yeah. We liked him. We were into Guy Nabuyu.
Yeah, I mean, he was all right. He was an all right guy.
Yeah.
And then the manager would kind of hammer him. And we're like, do you know something about him? We don't.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? So we just hammer him. And then I think they were negotiating the deal. And Guy just then didn't show up the next week because his contract had finished. So theoretically, he was done at the club. And I think the manager wanted to keep him. But he obviously didn't like the way Gary Owens worked. So he didn't. The manager literally messaged the group chat saying, does anyone know where Guy is?
There's the title of the episode. Like,
yeah, and we were like, you're the manager. You should know where he is. We're just the players. Like, you signed these people. So I think he felt let down. That Guy just, I think he just went back to France or Sweden or somewhere.
I think he's in Iceland now, I think, according to his Wikipedia, anyway.
Oh, he's in... He seems like a traveller, but... I think he just said, I can't deal with this, and just literally contract finished and just left.
Didn't get on the bus.
He didn't say bye to me either.
No, Liam. I can't believe people don't say bye to you. Not even you, Liam. Honestly, unbelievable.
No, I'm a nice person as well. When players leave sometimes, I think sometimes some players feel embarrassed, some players are disheartened. So, you know, sometimes people might not say goodbye to their teammates. I mean, some people don't like goodbyes anyway in life in general. But I think players appreciate when someone leaves. If a player, just a former teammate, says, "Oh, all the best for the future, etc., etc." Do you know?
Because it's a small world, isn't it? It's a small world, so you're likely to see each other somewhere again.
Yeah, I mean, you could take the family to Nando's, and you could see your old teammate in there, and you know, you didn't say bye to me 6 months. Yeah, he could be serving me quarter chicken, medium well done, and you know, and we didn't leave on good terms. You know,
half a chicken, please.
We realised the other week that with the National League South being cancelled as well, you're now the first team to retain the National League South title. You're back-to-back champions of the National League South.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it feels good to be back-to-back champion. Yep.
Champions 2 years in a row.
Well, that's it. So what's happening this season is being written off. So then that goal
doesn't exist.
That doesn't exist.
I know, I find that's that so champion. Weird.
You didn't score
it should exist.
Yeah, that's... So I never scored.
Good quiz question. Did Liam did Liam Davis score at Ebbsfleet? Yes or no?
That's terrible. And two goals would have been nice on the old CV as well.
On the plus side, you didn't get injured at Maidstone. So, you know, swings and roundabouts. Well, never happened.
Well, that's not on paper. But I actually did, because I look at my ankle and see that.
Liam, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Have you got anything to add, John?
No, that's it. Thank you so much, Liam.
Thanks so much for the season. And I'm sorry you got injured and couldn't help us out. But I think it did show how much we needed you in the team, you know, and how much we do need you in the team, you know. So if there's any positive to take from it, I think it's that. So thank you.
And hopefully we see you in August at Playmore, where you belong.
Who knows? Well,
or whenever the season starts.
Or whenever.
Because you say August.
Yes, exactly.
Hopefully it does start back in August. So
on the ice.
On the ice.
That's it. There it is. Very good.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter?
A letter from a listener.
Sorry, I've moved position. I thought I could just head one in like Tim Sills.
There is some delay.
Is there some delay? Might be because I'm in the cloakroom.
I think it's the natural reverb of the cloakroom.
The Sills
like
room.
You've got a cloak.
That's
room.
Cool. The Sills room.
I like this bloke here. This bloke in the picture where you are, John, is looking to the left, to the right, just as Sills is scoring the winner. Oh, that's a defender on the bench.
It's him, yeah. It's a defender on the line. He looks like, because of the position of the seat, it looks like he's got a red Mohican. But he hasn't.
It does, yes. John, you must tweet that picture out, just so...
it's good, isn't it? I'm just going to leave the cloak out.
John, any letters?
Any letters? Yes, we've got letters. We have got letters. I start with, unfortunately... What's this?
What was that? I'm going to be, you know, fortune-telling fish, John?
Yeah.
That you get at Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
It's my new character. Fortune telling fish.
You have to just curl your legs up.
I'm curling in at the. I'm curling in. You're jealous. You're jealous. Good fun, isn't it? That's
a very good idea. We start with my brother. Unfortunately, Sam, he addresses it to you. Yeah, on the ice, Sam, because I'd raised the idea. I did actually film it, and I'm not sure how good it was of doing parking reverse demonstration. Parking.
Reverse parking live.
I thought it was all right. Live. It was okay. I might put it out. I might
not. Put it on?
Not
okay.
yet.
Okay.
But Sam says, Charlie, I thought I'd send you an email. Sam. Just to inform you about John and his review of people parking. John once crashed on a roundabout in an extremely quiet town. He's in no place to review others' driving incompetence. This was a little mini roundabout. It's not important. He says, okay. As a side note, he had the crash with a doctor at a local hospital who was in a rush on his way to work. Please discuss further, Sam.
Yes, you are again, obviously anti-NHS, John, in these current times.
Very anti. If I see one coming, I just crash into them. In my defence, I had the sun in my eyes and I didn't see him in a low-slung sports car.
We've all made mistakes. We've all driven into things.
Yep.
Let he be the first person to cast the first stone who has not nudged something or backed into some sort of big yellow pipe. It was a sign, John.
A red sign.
Think of the colour of the pipe, John. Yellow. Backed into it. What happened next? The season ended.
Well, first we met Jamie Reid, and then the season ended.
We did meet Jamie Reid.
Speaking of which, exciting news. Obviously, this is the final episode of the National Obsession for the moment. But
yes.
I will be releasing over the next week or so the entire video interview with Jamie Reid that we did, because we did film Excellent. It as well, and we've done nothing but
we
it.
Did so film it. It's got out. A slight fisheye effect to it, isn't it, John? It's like we're being caught on some sort of
on a ring video program. Doorbell or something.
Yeah, it's a bit of a.
It's like we filmed
like we're stealing
on
something.
Video doorbell.
The CCTV sees us. It's like we're having secret transfer talks with him. Any other letters, John?
Yes, Peter Stringer, we've not heard from for a bit.
No, on the ice to you, Peter.
He says, hi, Charlie and John. Thanks for another cracking season on the pod. Thoroughly enjoyable as always. The Reedy interview is top drawer, and Ivor been sounding great. He has been sounding great.
Mm. Ivor's been on top form, hasn't he? He really has.
He has, and he also says, really enjoyed reliving the Barnet and Walsall games the last few weeks. Was lucky enough to attend both games.
Remember? Oh, lucky man.
This is the real meat of Peter's email. He says, I had one of your meet your heroes moments the other week. Happily getting the old Karcher going on the drive during lockdown.
Lovely.
Ding.
Who should turn up? John Karcher.
He says, hope that plug gets you a freebie. When Leroy Rosinia walked past.
Oh, what a crack. Can you think of a better day, John? You've got your Karcher in your hand and there's Leroy.
We can't make any promises, but if you do get the cart throughout, Leroy is contracted to just appear. He's a brand
he's
ambassador.
He's got a contract with Karcher. He's got a contract with Karcher. Just he can offer you tips. He can offer you tips on if you're spraying angles wrong or you know your water pressure's down a bit. He can give you tips just to get that all together again. Very, very good.
He says,
he's only there 10 minutes. He'll be there 10 minutes and then he's gone.
He's got to go. Other can't just against it. He also says,
Paul Buckle turns up.
couldn't raise the confidence to say hello, so I just whistled the Leroy Rossinia tune.
Lovely. I wonder if he clocked that or not.
I've also bumped into Gary and Mrs. Johnson on my daily walk. Managed to keep a safe distance and wish them all the best. Gary is on good form, so I asked him to make sure Reedy is here when we all return. He didn't look confident.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't blame Reedy for leaving, is the thing. If he gets a big money offer, it's about time. He made that move, stepped up, earned a bit of money for himself and his family, you know. But look, if he's at the girls, well, of course, I'll always love Reedy forevermore.
He says, cheers and have a great close season on the ice, Pete.
On the ice, Pete. That was a beautiful letter. And why you are nice. Foff number... Foff number football. You are Foff number... 39. Foff of a towel.
Nine. Yeah, Foff's 9 and 10 on today.
Striker. As usual. Nodding it in. Foff number 9. Brilliant. Thank you, Peter. Excellent letter on the ice, you. And you have a lovely downtime. Not even going to call it summer, John, because who knows what's happening next. Any more letters, John?
That's it.
That's it for the letters. Thank you so much for all your letters. Do keep in touch with us at natobspod or on the email, John.
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
And we will definitely be back whenever the season starts again. We might do the odd one in the meantime, might we, John? Just about once a month to keep it going. So that's it, John, for the National Obsession this season. A very odd, strange, non-linear season, as we discussed the whole way through. Not starting at the right time, not finishing at the right time, all those things. Earlier in the season, of course, we peaked with our musical efforts. And we've got a lovely montage of those musical efforts to see you out on the ice.
An emotional montage as we say goodbye from us to all of you on the ice.
His name is Calvin, he is a baller. Yellow blood runs through his veins. Scored 10 goals in 31 games, players fall over when he steps over. Glides and floats across the grass, always looking for a pass. Gets through the crowded box, defensive tackle wearing Crocs. Beats 3 men and he scores another. Who could ask for more? He is Calvin, Calvin Kalala. He's from Paris, they say, ooh la la there. He is Calvin, Calvin Kalala. Playing more his passion, defenders he's trashing. He's Kalala, sometimes wears gloves. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Chelston John.
What have I got to do to spell your name right? Where have I got to put that flipping U? The thought of these vowels, it gives me a fright. And I bet Uncle Ronan thinks so too. Ruar, Roer, it's a mad pronunciation. Even so, I'm sad you got transferred. Ryer, Ruar, what's wrong with plain old Rory? 'Cause it seems to me that Rory seems to be the hardest word.
Hey, good evening, everybody. How did you get into Boots and Laces? You say Armani, I say Romani. You say Rory, I say Rory. Seiko, psycho, how the hell should I know? Let's call the whole thing off. You say Boots and I say Booze. Whatever we call them, we never lose. Niat, Niate, either way, aparte. Let's hope it's not called off. It was.
it was called off. The whole season. The whole season. It's unbelievable. Let's think back to simpler times. I remember all my life, Plainmoor pitch was looking nice. Gary got a plan in the transfer window, play him on the right or through the middle. Scored a few in pre-season, not to pick him there was no reason. Looking in your eyes, I see a memory. I never realized how crappy you would be. Oh, Manny, you came and you played without scoring. Ball goes straight out of play. Oh, Manny, you missed and you're making it boring. I looked the other way. Oh, Manny. Gary Johnson's yellow. Oh,